Hey there, cutie. What are you doing out so late? Hey, slow down there, cutie. Don't you know it's very rude to ignore a lady? That's better. Nice to see there are still some gentlemen around. What's the matter? Are you afraid of a little thing like me? No one said anything about trouble, sweetie. I just wanted to see who else was out here besides me. So, what's got you out here so late? Not by yourself, too. Oh, I see. Well, perhaps I can offer to walk with you then. I mean, you know it isn't exactly safe for a guy to walk through a dark parking garage. Alone. This time of night. I mean, how naive were people in thinking that EOD would somehow make all women happy, functioning members of society? You still get the rompers, meth heads, and other not-so-nice girls. Only now, they can turn a cute little boy like you to ash if the mood strikes them. How the world changes, right? Come on, take my hand. Phobophobia, right? You get nervous when a woman tries to touch you. Understandable, considering what could happen. What I could do to a boy like you. Don't worry, though. I'm not gonna hurt you. Now come on. Walk with me to your car. Tell me. Are you scared of me? Aww. You're so cute when you're scared. Did any woman ever tell you that? You just look so helpless. Standing here with me. All alone with no one else around but me. There's no one coming to help you, cutie. I can do anything I want to you. What do I want? I'm just offering to walk you to your car, cutie. I'd hate to see anything happen to a guy like you. Don't worry, I was only teasing you just now. Jeez, you men are so judgmental. It's not like every woman suddenly became homicidal or something. Besides, I think it's kind of fair play. I mean, now you know how women felt when we had to walk home alone in the dark. And we heard footsteps behind us. Oh, really? You never made a woman feel uncomfortable. Psh! Don't kid yourself, cutie. You might be a little for a guy, but I can guarantee that at some point, you made a woman nervous. Following her off a bus or a train or when you both go to your apartment building. Even passing a colleague in the parking lot. And now... you know how we felt all those years. Tell me, cutie, what's it like to always have your guard up? To never feel entirely safe? You bet it's uncomfortable. Of course, in a way, it's a lot worse for you boys, isn't it? Women, we only had to be scared of getting hurt, getting assaulted, not electrocuted. But you, this could be your night. You might never make it home this evening. I suppose that's why so many tried to stand against the tide of change. When girls first started to develop EOD, back when it was a few hundred around the world, people talked about it as being a way to bring about equality. But it wasn't long before it became clear just how much the tables had turned. I remember hearing about the first time one of those girls used their power to kill a man. Some lowlife in an alley on a dark night. She was hailed as a feminist hero for defending herself. After all, he had a knife, and she merely reacted on instinct with a power she could barely control. Who could blame her? That was where it all changed, wasn't it? Control. When it first started, it was dangerous. Blowing out lights, power poles, even knocking planes out of the sky. But once we harnessed it, you boys never stood a chance. The world was going to change. And so here we are, with me standing here, having decided to work late tonight and running into you, and you looking like you're about to faint. Come on, let me take you to your car. There's all sorts of nasty people out at this time of night. Here, take my arm. I said, take my arm. Geez, a woman's trying to do something nice for you, boy. The least you could do is show a little gratitude. Yeah, you're scared to touch a girl. Don't want to get cooties, right?
Newsflash, boy. If I wanted to zap you, I could easily arc through the air between us. Now, be a good boy and do as I say.
My God, you're nervous. Don't get me wrong. Girls like a shy guy, but this whole constant terror thing is just annoying. Almost makes me actually want to zap you.
I'm not actually going to zap you, you stupid idiot. I'm literally trying to look out for you. Men are so ungrateful.
Oh, that's better. Nice to see some gratitude for a change. You should be grateful, too. Well, think about it. It could be a lot worse for you. You could be living in the Middle East or India or the Balkans. Have you even seen some of the crazy stuff that's gone on out there? It's amazing. I mean, here, you still have a job, you can vote, and are still a person. Go to places like Pakistan or Moldova, and you'll find men are either dead or kept in pens. Because they're breeding stock, cutie. And the women there were sick of being forced into marriage, kept at home, abused, violated, kept down by some stupid religious dogma, or used like some jerk-ass toy. So when things really started to heat up, well, it wasn't pretty. The men who were smart enough to recognize their new place in the world found their new purpose. And those who resisted weren't needed anymore. Some people called it an atrocity or gendercide. I'd just call it justice. After all, how would you feel if you'd been in their shoes for centuries and suddenly had the power to say no? No, I don't think it would ever happen here. Here there's more, I guess you could call it detente, couldn't you? I mean, it's not like women here couldn't drive or were treated like livestock. Although, you have to admit, things really have changed for the better, haven't they? Well, at least for us. Well, here we are. Good talk. Have a safe trip home, cutie. What's the matter, sweetie? Won't it start? Me? What could I have done? Oh, you don't think I might have accidentally overloaded your car's battery, do you? Oh, damn. Looks like the battery did get fried. Guess you're not going anywhere, cutie. Oh, relax. This kind of thing happens all the time. I wasn't concentrating and let myself make a circuit with the battery. Come on, you know how many times I blew out the lights in my place before I got a handle on things? It should be an easy fix anyway. The fuses are probably just fried. Worst case, you need a new battery. Just call AAA or something. Oh, your phone's dead. You know, I could charge it up for you. If you ask nicely. Suit yourself. So, how do you plan on getting home tonight then? Buses won't be running this late, and it's not like there's anyone here but us. You could always come with me. My car works just fine, and I'd be happy to take you home. Oh, come on. You're not seriously going to stay in your car until morning, are you? And there's no way you can go walking all the way home through this neighborhood this late at night. Come on. My car's parked on this level. Oh, come on. Stop being such a stubborn idiot. Now come with me. I'll take you home. Come on. Stop messing me around. Stop struggling. Oh, you stupid man. Oh. That was your fault. Oh, stop whining. It wasn't that big of a zap. And you shouldn't have pissed me off. A guy should know by now that intense emotions can make a woman's skin activate. Now stop being such a baby, get up, and come to my car. Look, I'm sorry I did that, but you are being really annoying, you know? Here I am, trying to do a nice thing and help a cute guy out, and you're acting like such an ungrateful bitch. Still, I'm not about to leave you stuck in a parking lot, so come on, get in my car, and let me take you home. That's better. You are lucky I am so understanding, cutie. Nice, isn't it? There's certainly an advantage to having an electric car nowadays. I save a ton not having to pay for gas. Or to charge it. Here, I'll unlock it. Cool trick, huh? That's got more than a couple of guys to come home with me at the end of the night. Climb in. Alright, let's see if I have better luck than you did. Amazing, isn't it? Everything around us is powered by little old me. Does it get tiring? No, not really. The battery on this thing is good for about 500 miles, so it's not like I ever have to really charge it up. Honestly, it's like... Sorry. It's just kind of hard to explain to a guy, you know? It's not like anything you've really experienced, I guess. It's like... Whatever I'm connected to, it's like it's a part of me. Like a hand or an arm. I just extend my power into the car, and it has power. Obviously, at a lot lower voltage than... Look, I don't normally do that to guys, okay? You have enough shit to deal with these days. But so many of you are so whiny about how things are now. You know, like, women finally get a leg up in the world, and somehow that's just wrong. Suddenly, the shoe is on the other foot, and you don't like how it fits. Okay, so it's not like we just flipped the script, but my point still stands. Women no longer have to have their guard up every day. We don't have to put up with creeps at the bar, getting catcalled, or being treated like an object. This power, it's not oppressive. It's liberating. Oh, come on. Don't give me that women have become the oppressors crap. I'm not going to deny that there was an element of revenge in what has happened the last few years. But seriously, if you were living the life of some poor girl in Bangladesh was living, and you could suddenly do something about it, wouldn't you? I mean, even here, it's like we're at last being taken seriously. All that stuff about gender equality, and there was still a pay gap. There were still misogynistic old men running things. Now they're not. Is that really such a bad thing? Oh, power corrupts. Of course, how could I forget? Women are too emotional to deal with this, right? And now we're all frying guys to take the edge off of our PMS. Or is it just that we're all angry misandrists who just couldn't find a guy to marry and have little kitties with? Are you seriously telling me men wouldn't misuse this power? Of course they would. And we'd be the targets. Trust me, if you boys had a skein, half the planet would have fucking blown up by now. It's not the same in places like the Middle East or India. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying all guys were oppressive or misogynistic, but there, they certainly were. So you'll forgive me if I don't mind seeing them get their just desserts. You're quite the little devil's advocate, aren't you, cutie? Debate club in high school, I'm guessing. But to answer your question, what right we have to judge, I say we have every right. We were victims to their crimes for centuries. If anyone has the right to sit in judgment and decide on a fair punishment, it's those women. Oh, I agree. Not all men are like that. I'm not about to make such a sweeping generalization. But even here, you boys have held things back. Guns, war, politics, religion. You're not exactly innocent either. But it's not about punishment, cutie. It's about adjustment. I mean, we do need each other after all. Well, for now at least. What I'm trying to say is that this new world isn't anything to be scared of. It's different, yes, but that doesn't have to be a bad thing. You just have to accept that. You're not on top anymore. We are. And we do plenty to look after guys, too. I mean, schools are segregated fully now. Legislation is finally catching up, and law enforcement has had a much-needed overhaul. Well, of course it means exclusion. I mean, how can you have male teachers when a teenager can literally cook them inside out if she loses her temper? What use is a cop who can't risk pulling a woman over? And how can a person legislate about EOD when they don't have it themselves or understand it? I mean, no offense, sweetie, but you boys were saying we were too radical for complaining about the same thing. Women can't be cops. They're too delicate. Women don't have a head for politics or business. At least we have an actually justifiable reason for it. It's for your own good. And hey, we both get equal pay at long last. dumb questions, but where exactly do you live anyway? I just realized I started driving without asking you. Oh, wow. You must have quite the commute if you work in downtown. How come you never moved closer in? You live with a roommate, do you? And since it was cheaper to split the rent, you were okay living a long distance from your job? I guess that makes sense. Oh, yeah, sure. It probably is a good idea to call him. He's probably wondering where you are. Oh, right, your phone died earlier. Here, pass it here. I can do a quick charge for you. Yeah, I can do that. Perks of having all this bioelectricity. I mean, I'm the one powering this car along right now. I can keep my phone and my laptop charged. I can even run most of my apartment's lights and stuff. Saves me a huge amount on the electricity bill. I'm lucky, though. Not every woman's got that kind of finesse. My neighbor's daughter once accidentally blew out a transformer and took out 3 blocks when she had a fight with her boyfriend. Teenagers, am I right? Anyway, pass me your phone and I'll have it back up to 100% in no time. Oh, no, cutie. I can sort of fast charge it, up the voltage a bit and... damn it. Shit. Sorry, I must have overloaded the battery. Is it fried? Crap. Oh, sorry about that. Guess you won't be making any calls tonight, though, huh? Tell you what, my place isn't too far, and it's on the way to yours. I need to drop some stuff off as it is. You can call your roommate on my landline, and then I'll take you back. No, come on, your roommate is probably getting worried about where you are. I mean, you don't want him calling the cops or something in the meantime. Come on, it'll take 5 minutes. Oh, come on, you could at least sound a little more excited. When was the last time a hot girl took you back to her place? And let there be light. Sorry, but that never gets old. I honestly can't remember the last time I used a light switch. Come on, you've got to admit, it is kind of hot that I can just turn everything on with a snap of my fingers. It takes a bit of practice, but now it's as natural as breathing for me. Of course, for me, it's just an advantage. But in places like South Africa, it's been a total game changer compared to the useless power grid they had before. Can you believe that? Over there, some women just work at power stations literally as the power station. They use that glitter stuff to boost their EOD. They can output megawatts of energy. I mean, can you believe that? You've never heard of glitter? What? Have you been living under a rock? It's a supplement that increases the output of a woman's skin. You take it and... damn. It's amazing. Some people can get right into the gigawatt range. Well, I'm not sure how to answer that. I mean, it's not illegal exactly, but some women don't exactly agree with people using it. I mean, given how a lot of the supply is linked to organized crime, especially in Europe where they first started making it. But that's really the guys at Big Pharma's fault. They came across the stuff, and instead of marketing it, they tried to get it banned. I guess they thought it would somehow limit the damage EOD was doing. Instead, they just gave some more enterprising women a chance to make some pretty impressive profits, and tax-free, too. The IRS doesn't tend to bother criminal drug lords. Less so when they can vaporize you at 100 yards. But anyway, I'm rambling. How about you grab a seat on the couch and I'll fix us some drinks? Oh, come on, we'll get to that. You can at least relax a bit first. I mean, you're here. You should be doing something other than just standing in my hallway like a lost puppy. Sit down on my couch and I'll get us both a beer. My God, you're like the most boring guy on earth. You're so lucky I found you tonight. You need someone to pull you out of that shell. Sweetie, I'm not going to ask you again. Seriously, you've been so ungrateful this whole night. After all the help I've given you, too. You know, I could have just left you in that parking garage, but I'm a nice person and didn't want to leave a cute guy all alone out there. So how about you show a little gratitude? Good boy. Look, I know you're shy or nervous or whatever it is, but when a woman does something nice for you, you really ought to show her some gratitude, you know? Oh, it's okay, sweetie. I forgive you. It's not your fault. It's a scary world out there for you boys. I get that. Now, come on, have a drink, and then we can phone your friend. Who knows? Maybe I'll invite him to come pick you up here. Get two cute boys in here. Hey, you want to see a cool trick? Put that beer down on the coffee table a moment. I don't want you to get zapped again. Now watch this. Now take a swig. Cool, right? A friend of mine taught me that trick. You can feel little zaps on your tongue. See, that's why so many guys don't seem to get. EOD, it's not about hurting guys. It's got a lot of other uses. It can even heighten certain sensations, shall we say. Oh, come on, cutie. Don't get all shy on me again. There's plenty of guys who like a little spark or two in the bedroom. And I think you're one of them. You just haven't had the chance to try it yet. Here, how about I show you? How does that feel, cutie? Does it feel good? All those nerve endings along your arm just suddenly lighting up with just a few volts. Do you want me to stop? No? You want me to keep going? Good. Good boy. What? You want to call a cab? Sweetie, you don't have to do that. I'll drive you back to your friends. Besides, you just got here. Hey. Relax, Katie. I'll take you home soon. You just have to do something for me first. Oh, what do I mean? You know, quid pro quo, Clarice. God, that movie just makes no sense now. I mean, how could a guy kidnap a woman? But seriously, you do something for me, and I'll do something for you, okay, cutie? How about you stand right here in front of my couch and show me what's under that adorable little outfit? No, I'm not joking, sweetie. I brought you back here, and I'm going out of my way to take you back home. The least you could do is show me some skin. You are pretty cute, after all. And I can tell you work out. So, start with your shirt. And do it slowly. I want to enjoy this. Come on, cutie. Don't keep a woman waiting. What? You're not one of those weirdos with body issues, are you? Come on, get on with it. Look, I'm going to see you naked. Either you can give me a show, or I can just burn your clothes off. That last one, though, it might hurt a bit. But who knows, maybe you're one of those guys who's into that. I'm not kink-shaming. That's it. Nice and slow, cutie. Tease me a bit. Ooh, nice abs. You must spend a lot of time at the gym. But come on, you know what I really want to see. Lose the pants. Huh, boxers. I kind of had you pegged as a briefs guy. Now how about you do a little twirl for me? I want to see that ass. Oh, nice. You should not wear so many baggy clothes, sweetie. It's not fair to hide that cute little ass from all us ladies. Now, let's see the real prize. Good boy. Hey, you're not hard.
What? Am I not good enough for you? Jeez. You sure do know how to hurt a girl's feelings. Still nice, though. What? Are you cold or something? No, you're not getting dressed. I'm giving you a free ride home. I think that means I deserve a bit more than just a strip show. Touch yourself.
No, I'm serious. Start touching yourself.
Why?
I'm just having a bit of fun. Come on, if I like what I see, maybe we could have some more, fun tonight.
So you'll let me see you naked? You just won't do anything? I guess I can work with that, though.
There. Now, how about we make a deal? You do as I say, and I don't post these pictures of you. I'll even sweeten it and say you don't have to touch yourself either.
That's a good boy.
And what I want is really quite simple. Get on your knees.
That's it. Now, come here, between my legs. I'm sure a smart boy like you can figure out what I want. Yes, that's it. Come on, don't be a wet fish. Move your mouth around. Move your tongue around. Geez, really? You know, the waterworks aren't exactly sexy. Damn it, suck it up. Who the hell cries going down on a woman? Here, how about this? There, that feels good, right? Now stop crying. Fine, you wanna cry? I'll give you something to cry about. Seriously. Are you good for anything? You know what? Fuck it. Get out. I mean, I'm not about to fuck some whiny little bitch who can't even get hard for me. Get up, get dressed, and get the fuck out of my apartment. Oh, so now you want to stay? A minute ago, you were begging me to let you go. Which one is it? No, you can't use my phone. Get dressed and fuck off before I fry your dick off. Stupid man. Fucking tease.
Hey, buddy. You okay?
What are you doing out here at this time of night, sir? Oh, I see. Was that before or after you had a few at the bar? Oh, hey, don't worry. I'm not gonna write you up for public intoxication. Get in the car and we'll take you home. Hey, either you get in the car and we take you home, or you can spend a night in jail. Your choice. There we go. That's it. In the back, watch your head. You're lucky we found you when we did. It's not safe for a guy your age to be wandering around this late at night. Now, where are you living? I swear, this is the last time I'm doing this.
I hear you. I mean, it's fun playing some guy's knight in shining armor, but I didn't join the force to be a drunk's taxi service.
It's not his fault. He's just had a few too many.
More than a few, don't you think? Look at him. He's got the shakes. Probably chronic.
I think he's just scared. He probably just went out with some friends and overindulged.
Say that again, sweetie?
Okay, when did this happen?
All right, sweetie. We're gonna take you down to the station and get a statement from you, all right? Everything's gonna be okay.
And there goes the shift. It's gonna take hours to fill out the paperwork for this guy.
Come on, it's a serious crime.
Assuming it's legit. The guy reeks of beer. He probably let a girl on for free drinks and a ride home and then got all surprised when she expected something in return. He knew what he was getting into.
Yeah, true. We'll see what he says at the station. Hopefully we can just take a statement and file it. I really don't want to get tied up with an investigation that goes nowhere.
You and me both.
Oh, hey, one of my friends just posted an update.